Welcome to the Paints and the Point podcast.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to, is this the third or the fourth?
Fourth.
Yeah, this is the fourth episode of this season of the Paints and the Point podcast. This is the champ.
This is the custodian.
This is the poorly prepared franchise.
But it's all good, because we're going to have a really brief show for y'all today.
This is about half the length of half the scheduled length of one of our normal podcasts.
It's okay, but
since I have somewhere to be.
It's a lovely day here in Akron, Ohio.
You know, it is a beautiful. I just was outside running about an hour ago. It's perfect day.
Our number one ranked men's soccer team plays its first real home game tonight.
Cal State Northridge. Why we're playing them, I have no idea.
Are they good?
I doubt it.
Good.
And I would be. Wouldn't you be just absolutely stunned
if they lost?
If we lost tonight?
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Or it goes into, you know, overtime and we lose on penalty kicks. That would really be quite a shock.
Yeah.
Be quite a shock.
But hopefully they don't, and they continue their undefeated season on their quest to the College Cup.
And then we've got the fourth meeting of the Honors Gentlemen's Club.
That's correct. The fourth meeting. Tonight in H-Core.
But you know what's happening at this meeting, don't you?
No.
You guys are eating a lot of food.
Oh, the McNugget Challenge. That's right. Andrew, Dave, and I are going to attempt to eat 50 Chicken McNuggets.
Is there a time limit?
In one sitting. I think it's just a pass-fail thing.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
Dave wants to race, but I feel like that's a bad idea.
So you're each going to attack this 50-piece?
Does competitive eating attract
women? No, we each have our own 50-piece.
Stupid. That's stupid.
No, wait a minute. Answer my question. Does competitive eating attract women? Is that attractive to the opposite sex?
I don't think so.
What about the same sex?
Possibly.
Okay. Last night I was called gay by someone on this floor.
It's true.
I'm trying to play it up.
I thought there's anything wrong with that.
You heard it here first.
I was also called ignorant, but
I was called immature.
Most, yeah.
Annoying and egotistical.
All true.
All true.
Which is so bizarre when I hear these things said about the champ, because I know him as a great teammate. He's a great teammate.
That's the only thing I know him as.
Not as a chucker. If the Octagon was here, he would say, the champ is a chucker.
I think he's just replacing letters.
Well, my cantaloupes are cold.
Wasn't that Dalton's roommate? Chalker?
Chalker? Did that kid come to something with us?
Yeah, he came to Ross with us and he went to Jimmy John's.
Oh, the Jimmy John's. Boy, was that weird. I'm sorry, but that was just really weird.
Yeah, don't bring that guy around again.
Well, he's out of rest life.
Yeah, he's gone.
Too bad.
Anyways, do we have...
Well, we don't have any basketball topics today, but we have quite a bit of football stuff that I wanted to just throw out there and get your guys' opinion on. First thing is just week one highlights. We'll go around the NFL. The champ actually has a really epic fantasy football tale to tell, and we'll get to that in a second. But, Custodian, I wanted to get your thoughts on Dallas-Washington, how that game ended, and what you thought of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, they didn't look very good.
No, they certainly didn't. Is that an indication that preseason games really are indicative of the way you're going to start the season?
Start, yeah, but not...
Not necessarily finish, obviously.
About week three is when teams really start kicking into gear.
Weren't you... Not if you're the Patriots. They're in mid-season form.
That's Tom Brady.
They're in mid-season form. I tell you what. Did you realize how many times Jason Garrett wanted Romo to target Dez Bryant? Did you pick up on that?
At the very beginning, when he first put him in, you could tell right away they wanted this kid to get the ball. But they did stupid plays. They did little, like, one-yard hitches.
Yeah.
And just, like, toss it to him. But then he's just going to get blown up.
Exactly. If this isn't college. This is in Oklahoma State.
You're not going to outrun or outmaneuver these guys that easily. You better have some good blocking, and they did.
I thought their play calling was pathetic, although they do need to get the right side of that line healthy again.
Yeah, they were missing two of their offensive
two of their starting, starters. Yeah, their right tackle and their starting right guard. They need to get those guys back.
Wait, I got some basketball news. The Seattle Storm have won the WNBA championship.
Who is the MVP? Was it Jackson or was it Bird? Or was it Swing Cash?
I don't know.
I don't know. Give me a minute.
This was any other sport that would have led SportsCenter. Instead, they have some Yankees Rays highlights.
They had Yankees Rays highlights.
Just disrespect.
And then after that, they had Mark Schlereth breaking down week two matchups.
You can't give a little credit to the story.
Why aren't they? Why do they have Schlereth on a Friday afternoon breaking down week two matchups? It's not Sunday yet, you morons.
Why pay for the WNBA, which ESPN does,
yeah,
and then not show highlights? You're not drawing any interest if you don't show highlights.
I have no idea.
Just making the. Why pay for it then? Just let Versus have it, like they let have it hockey.
I don't know. They're not saying who was the MVP. Maybe they name it later. I don't know why they do that. But
Swin Cash, isn't that the daughter of Carl Malone? Illegitimate daughter of Carl Malone?
I have no idea. I didn't know he was into that sort of thing, but
it might be Cash.
Have you played? Have you done this?
No.
The greatest, like, whatever teams of all time?
Refresh it.
Oh, it doesn't. No, it's... It won't matter. What's wrong with the stupid internet? Have you done this?
No, I haven't even seen this.
ESPN.com.
All I did this week was do homework.
All these teams, and you pick the five players at each position from all time.
Greatest of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sweet.
The Lakers are fun to do, and then
the Celtics,
Celtics are fun to do. And then there's some that are surprising that are fun to do. Like the 76ers are good. And then the Knicks aren't that good. You'd be surprised how poor the Knicks are.
76ers, Dr. J, Iverson.
Wilt.
Dawkins.
Charles Barkley played a brief stint with the Philadelphia. Do you have to retire with that team, or do you have to just
No, just play with them.
Oh, okay.
Like, Charles is on... He could conceivably be on three teams.
He could be on three teams. Yeah.
Rockets, Suns, and 76ers.
No, Joe Smith could be on a lot of those lists.
He is on one of some of these lists. I think Milwaukee and Atlanta... That makes
is
sense.
Pippen
Minnesota.
On the great. I mean, is he on Greatest Bulls and Greatest
Blazers?
He has
to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's on Rockets though.
I was gonna say that was kind of a down.
The Bobcats are funny. Because they have, what do they have? 5 years.
Do the Thunder include Sonics?
Yes, they do.
Really? That's lame.
Well,
they
that's
are
where
the
they,
same team.
I mean, the Kings include the Cincinnati Royals.
Mm.
So they have Oscar Robertson.
Minneapolis
anyway.
Lakers, do they include those players?
Bob McAdoo? I think so. There's not, Lakers are more 70s, and although Elgin Baylor gets on that list.
All right.
Anyway.
You want to talk about my fantasy football? I was down 14.66 points going into Monday night, and I had two players.
Who are you facing?
I was facing the Scott, who I wanted to beat.
Last year's league champion.
Our league
Last
champion.
Year's league champ, so... I'm going up against Goliath here.
Although I don't think he had a very good draft.
No. So, I'm down, and I got my premier running back, Sean Green, and I have...
Who fumbled twice in the first half.
Yeah, and Antonio Gates. Mm-hmm. Now, Sean Green did absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. I was like, okay, maybe Gates can get it done. Gates gets a touchdown in the first quarter. I'm getting close.
Good
I'm only
sign.
Down by like 4 or 3. He keeps getting passes. I'm getting close. End of the day, I lose by 0.4. I'm devastated. I'm upset. But then, the next day, I log in to Yahoo, and it says something about stat corrections.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out, Gates had more yards than I thought, and I won the matchup.
Boom.
1-0.
I did not get Brandon Jackson. Because waivers.
Brandon Jackson?
The Green Bay running back now.
Oh!
Because my guy Ryan Grant,
Ryan
my boy.
The season.
My boy Ryan Grant, done. So I went to pick up Brandon Jackson on Tuesday or Monday.
Hey, did you not get my text about the Marion Barber trade?
I got that.
I'll cut him and give him to you. I will release him.
Let's just see what happens. But... I go to pick him up, and it says he has to clear waivers, even though he's just a free agent.
Oh, that's a crock.
And then it's because the freelancer explained it to me, that Yahoo changed it so that waivers are for any player, no matter what, until, like, Tuesday. And then everyone's a free agent again.
Okay.
So the Octagon got him instead.
Who were you going to put in that? I mean, who was on your bench?
Reggie Bush and Darren McFadden.
I think you should. Darren McFadden had a nice game in week 1.
hey, like 20 points.
And not he rushed him. For 95 yards and a touchdown and had 55 receiving yards. That's a nice game.
Yeah, it is.
Real nice game. I hope he becomes a great pro running back. I don't see it happening.
They just don't give him opportunities.
He never touches the ball. Reggie Bush touches the ball more than he does. And he rarely touches the ball.
I don't get it. He's a weapon. Use him.
You know, Bush didn't look like that good of a downhill runner in week one. But he was running against Minnesota. He looked great in space, but not that good.
He's just a screen back at this point.
Pierre Thomas is their downhill guy. He's the guy who's going to score their touchdowns. Does Scott have Pierre Thomas?
Probably does. I don't
know. I think he does. He's going to do well.
I can find out.
The Jester. If he wins the league, I quit. Because I think he's won like 4 games in the past 2 years.
If Mark wins the league,
yeah,
I'm quitting.
He has Pierre Thomas. I play him this week.
I don't know who it doesn't matter. I'm 0-1. 0-1.
Unbelievable. Hey, that's all right.
Champ told me I think I should play McCluster.
Wow.
Hey,
I think I should
have played
Willis McGahee. Marion Barber and I are through.
Dear,
I hope he
Browns.
Gets hurt so Felix Jones gets all the touches.
Oh, did you watch Monday night Jets Ravens? I just watched the replay of that last night on NFL Network.
I did.
Very entertaining game. Sloppy, though, if you're a Jets fan. Really sloppy.
Come on, Mark Sanchez. Throw the ball downfield.
They won't let him. They're not calling plays for that kid. They're going to stunt his growth as a quarterback.
He could go off script. That's the freelancer's boy. Along with Matt Leinart.
He's my backup quarterback.
Sanchez or Leinart?
Sanchez.
Do you think them getting Santonio Holmes back in week 4 is going to make them that much more explosive?
Not if they don't throw.
If they're not throwing the ball down the field,
won't matter.
They're never going to score.
You could have Randy Moss.
I forgot they had
if Sean Green is dropping the ball every other time he touches it.
Yeah, you better quit doing that.
They're going to lead the league in turnovers.
Yeah, LT looks like he's going to get a lot more touches.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Told Who you. Has LT?
I don't know. I told the champ to draft.
Doesn't Mark have him?
I don't know who Mark has.
I passed over him multiple
all right,
times.
What else?
But we're still talking about the Jets and the Ravens. What are you in such a hurry for?
Well, I want to get. We're halfway through. All right.
Okay. Jets Ravens. I don't root for the Ravens, but I'm sort of glad they won.
I'm glad they won too. Did you hear about what happened at Jets practice last week, the week before the Monday night game, where? That attractive Hispanic reporter was on the sideline, and Rex and Woody Johnson were down there, and they were calling for Sanchez to, like, overthrow balls purposely so they would land right by her so she would turn around and flash the goods Rex's way. Isn't that unbelievable? Isn't that unbelievable?
It's so, like...
Rex is a pirate. He is so primitive.
It is very primitive. It's like they're a bunch of cavemen.
He is so primitive.
Clinton Portis.
He's perfect for that
team.
What
he said?
Oh, that was great. 53 guys in a locker room. She ought to be able to find one she likes.
What are you talking about?
That doesn't even make sense.
Even if she does dress provocatively, which she does.
Which she does.
That's no excuse. Get your game in order.
I can't believe they didn't find Rex Ryan. Or did Clinton Portis get fined?
I don't think so, but he's not allowed to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. I have a feeling Shanahan's not going to put up with much more of that crap.
I don't think Shanahan puts up with anything.
You know, he kind of gave in to Albert Haynesworth.
A little bit, but he didn't play him much.
No, I agree.
Especially on downs that they could have used him. It's not like he's going to sabotage it.
You think he's going to end up getting traded this year?
I would hope so. I mean, they've only got, what, 6 weeks?
6 more weeks to trade him, yeah.
Hope that gets
I think a team like Tennessee would welcome him back with open arms.
They killed the Raiders.
Yes, they did. Do you think they're going to kill? I think they're going to hang 30 points on Pittsburgh this week.
Tom Pollard makes a big difference.
Actually, no, I don't. That's my defense.
Bob Sanders makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, what was it, his other bicep now?
Yeah, it's other bicep.
Opposed to the last year, his left or his right, and then
it was left last year.
That's so unfortunate.
You know, when you fly around like that, though, you're bound to get hurt.
You're gonna get hurt.
It's kind of amazing Polamalu has lasted that until last year.
We'll see what happens, man.
Shoot, if Pittsburgh wins tomorrow, or this Sunday against Tennessee, and they start, so they got through their first game at Atlanta, or home against Atlanta with a win.
Matt Ryan looks bad.
Yeah, he does. They get through their week two against Tennessee with a win. Those are their two biggest games in the first 4 weeks without Roethlisberger, and they're, you know, they're 2-0.
And he'll come back. And even if they lose both their games, 500, I like those
odds. With Dennis Dixon as your starting quarterback, yeah, you're looking pretty good.
Come back and face the Browns, and Jake DeLone can't practice this week.
He's so bad.
Talk about somebody who looked really, really bad.
He's looked bad for 2 years. And he had Steve Smith. Now he's Muhammad Massaqua.
The McNugget pick.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, that throw that resulted in a 41-yard touchdown catch for Massaqua, that should have been intercepted. If that was Darrell Revis, that would have been picked and returned the other way.
That was anyone else, but that...
I can't even name the guy that he threw it over.
Wasn't a kid Talib.
Brian Robiskie needs to get his feet down in bounds if he's going to play in the NFL.
He's got the one-foot thing done.
Yeah. In Ohio State.
How about Ohio State? It's the champ's favorite team of all time.
We rooted so hard against Ohio State last weekend. We were the only ones in a room of 20 people rooting against Ohio State.
Not a good week to do that. Just stick to when they play USC.
I was the biggest Ja'Cory Harris fan on earth.
Look at this. Look at this guy.
In a BMW?
Sweet.
Man, it's a quiet day around here.
What else do we have to talk about?
Want to hit wild card time?
Yeah, let's hit wild card time.
All right,
let's
wild card
not have to use it, though.
Go first, champ. Hit somebody up with a question.
Me. To me. What should be the next theme for the franchise's whiteboard?
Yes, great question. I was thinking about that when I got up this morning.
Who's saying, Village People. I think you guys should dress yourselves as the Village People. I don't know who you'd be. Cop? You want to be the cop?
Dave's the cop.
He's got to be the cop.
He's the only one in that picture you can see his whole body.
Wait, Nick will be the Indian.
Who else? The sailor?
Oh, wait, no. Ryan has to be the Indian.
Yeah, he does. Brown versus... It's brown on brown. Right?
No, not that Indian.
Doesn't matter. It's still funny.
The dot
or
the feather?
It's still funny.
The dot... This is Indian.
Who are the other people in the bit? Who are the other ones?
This is Wait, let's look up picture here.
Google it. Images, yeah. Village People.
Should I drive down to the Polsky building or should I walk?
This is great.
Okay, so we got a cowboy, army.
Champ, you're definitely the cowboy. There doesn't have to be an army.
All right, good deal. Good question.
All right.
Is that what it's going to be then? Because we have to change that today, I think.
All right, no, we do.
Change whatever you want. I told you, Supreme Court Justice a while ago.
We'll get to that.
Franchise.
Thank you. This is to me from the custodian. Are you keeping up with Mad Men also? What would Don Draper do? No, I'm not keeping up with Mad Men. I haven't watched an episode since the week we got here.
Maybe if we had the DVDs.
That would help a lot because I could watch it in my free time. What would Don Draper do? He would probably sleep with someone, and I would not do that.
Okay.
Your turn.
Yeah, it is my turn. All right, here we go. I got a question for the champ.
All right.
Champion.
Champ. Do you think Thunder Dan had thunder thighs? Of course he had thunder thighs. Anyone who has thunder thighs should be proud they got thunder thighs. Listen, Thunder Dan was a boss. That's all I'm saying.
You know who else has thunder thighs, right? The champ. We had a guest appearance by Maggie last week, but we never came up with a nickname for her. Champ called her thunder thighs this week.
She was talking about how she was moving her hips, so I just yelled thunder thighs.
And I didn't forget. Who the hell is that?
I have no idea. Right. It's to you.
Thanks, champ.
Why do you hate Reggie Miller? First of all, I don't hate Reggie Miller.
You
I said
his
career
Reggie
was slightly
Miller.
Overrated. I don't hate Reggie Miller. I don't like talking about him because I don't like the way he played. But nonetheless, the guy is a surefire Hall of Fame player. Possibly the greatest shooter ever. However, he was not really an all-NBA kind of talent. Made a lot of clutch shots that didn't really amount to anything, read finals. And I'm not a big, hey, I only score, but I don't rebound, and I never get assists kind of, I don't like those kind of players.
Fair enough.
All right, I guess I'll ask. Come on, to the champ.
What have you heard about in the answer?
You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
He dropped some acid.
Really?
What?
Yeah, so we're on the street. He dropped some acid within the last couple weeks. So, I guess he's got your connections if you need some.
You know, I just knew that as soon as we left that school, that kid was heading down the wrong path.
This was brought to me by Brennan, an official source.
This who probably smokes weed all day. That poor bastard.
And raps.
Yeah, he raps.
Does he still ghost ride the whip?
I don't know.
No, I don't want to ghost ride the whip with him. He's going to be on acid.
You'll be seeing colors you never even thought of.
Like that UFO we saw.
Why did we chase that UFO? I was seeking the higher ground so we could get a better look at it, and we ended up losing it.
It's gone so quickly.
What a story.
Circular object with lights flying over the champ's neck of the woods.
All right.
Oh, yeah, my question for the custodian.
Because then we got to have our own time.
That's right.
How much do you despise Dana? We hate Dana.
We hate Dana.
We hate Dana.
I don't despise
Dana.
Dana
is a
tool.
I don't despise her. I don't know.
You don't?
What has she done to you guys?
Nothing good.
Nothing.
Okay, then I don't... She hasn't wronged me in any way.
Ever?
I keep my distance.
That's a good way to go about life.
With all people. Barrier.
Except for the octagon.
I embrace
you guys
that.
Have your time. I'm going to do my dishes, my clothes on, or put my shoes
on. Are you come back and say goodbye?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I keep seeing Dave all around. He keeps hugging me.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's what you want. I got like 4 pictures of Dave sent to me yesterday.
From who?
Andrew.
You taking him while he's asleep? I should.
Oh, that'd be good.
It was natural.
First thing he sees when he wakes up.
Should entitle it Hibernation.
Did you guys have to buy this thing?
Yeah. I don't have one.
Why would you?
I had one last year, but then it broke.
I remember it kept falling out.
Yeah.
And I remember I kept replacing it.
Poor craftsmanship. Great picture.
Champ, have your time.
Let's get to know the champ.
Let's get to know the champ.
Let's get to know the champ.
I almost beat Paper Mario. I'm in the last ice world place.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's all good.
I feel like if the scout were here, he'd know exactly what you're talking about and then mock you.
Oh, you mean that they... You still haven't beat it yet? So terrible.
I need to put that in an essay.
I don't know if he's seen that he lost yet.
I doubt he checks till like even
because
Friday or Saturday.
I saw it when it said 0-1 for me before the stat correction. And he said Sean Green like couldn't overcome the kittays or something
couldn't
like that.
Couldn't kick the kittays.
Couldn't kick. So I don't think that he's seen that he's lost. And when he sees that he lost, he's going to blow his lid.
Yeah, he's going to assume conspiracy, which I would.
That's what I thought when I saw it. I was like, there's no way I won.
You know what? I would even put it past the freelancer.
No.
I wouldn't really blame him either.
No.
You almost lost him. You almost lost your little green friend.
Look at all that sugar.
Snort it.
I think we should leave it there.
I think so too. It says franchise above it. That was marked for me. That's what I'm about to do.
Cut it up.
All right. Signing off.
What?
Champ, you never even did your time.
I did do Champ's time. I talked about Paper Mario.
That was it?
Champ, I'll let you know when I get back.
My friend Dylan let me borrow his keyboard.
What happened here?
Yeah, it just sucks. We should auto-tune our podcast 1 week.
You would not sit through that.
Well, I don't listen to them anyway.
Is that for me?
I do sometimes.
For the listener.
Burn this.
Burn.
Alright, so what's for dinner?
I don't know. You want to do Z's Grill?
We can do Z's Grill.
I'm feeling Z's Grill.
That's not a bad idea.
I should probably save my appetite, though, for the 50 McNugget challenge.
You should totally just do the 50 McNugget challenge for
dinner. Ew.
I'm that hungry.
How many can you eat in an hour?
50.
You think you can eat 50? That's like almost a McNugget a minute.
Yeah, I could do that.
I think you would slow down after like 10 McNuggets.
That'd be so gross. McNugget a minute.
And the requirement is you can only drink milk.
No, that's worse.
So, I've been saying, this is what I've been doing my whole life. I've been drinking milk and eating McNuggets. Not technically McNuggets, but chicken.
Yeah, well, those aren't chicken.
Good point.
And not this much. You're eating, like, an entire fake chicken. These things come in, like, KFC buckets.
If I puke, I'll have someone take a picture of me puking and we'll send it to you.
Why, so I could puke? Instant gag reflex.
Oh, Ryan and I are putting on a magic show. Do you want to hear the grand finale?
Sure, but that'll spoil it.
We're going to tell you how it's going to go. People don't think we can pull it off. I'm being a glass box, a clear glass box. Ryan's going to put a sheet over it, and he's going to put 5 swords into the box.
Where are you going to have access to swords? I got a sword guy.
I got a sword guy. So, then he's going to take the swords out, uncover the sheet, but I'm gone. Where am I? Then you're going to see me in Arts and Sciences.
Illusionaries. How are you going to pull this off?
We're crunching numbers.
Yeah, it's going to be like a 1 minute delay. Even if you take the steps.
We're really working on it.
What if someone just spots you in the elevator?
We're thinking another elaborate trick would be, during the this would be really elaborate and expensive. During the show, we actually move the social lounge up 1 floor. So when people leave, they go to their rooms, they're on the 5th floor. Craziness.
Some Chris Angel stuff. Well, you're not getting run over with a bulldozer. You let me know when that's happening.
You do some large scale magic.
Yeah, make these buildings disappear.
We're gonna be dead. Mars and Sizes is gonna be good.
Memorialist. Half of it's just gone.
We are going
Dude,
to
let's make Memorial reappear after this. After they demolish it.
That'd be really sick.
When is the magic show?
Probably in the winter. When we're really bored.
And after you planned everything out. I mean, someone's gonna spot you trucking it.
Listen, we're not even sure how I'm gonna get out of the box.
Step one.
Cut a hole in the floor.
Maybe you guys should do this over like a sewer.
Hey, this is just like in the Shawshank Redemption.
You can dig your way out.
All I know
is so it's gonna happen in here?
Mm-hmm.
Film this?
Yeah.
What happens to, like, when he reveals it and you're still in there, you're just stabbed. Because you couldn't get out of the box. I'll cut tape.
I'm really thinking how we can make this work. It's really difficult.
If it was easy,
you know what? What if we had to go out there? We had the box, and then maybe we had a table with a sheet over it, and I fall through the table, but then I crawl down, and you know, you really can't see.
Are people going to suspect something when there's a big table?
Well, they'll know it's part of the show.
How are you going to get in the box? Is the box going to be lowered onto you?
Yes.
Then there's no bottom to the box.
Right, it's the table, but then we have a trap door in the table.
That's feasible. You could do that.
Where I drop.
I drop. What if they hear the drop?
Cat.
Yeah, play loud music when this is happening.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have... A smoke machine probably wouldn't be good.
No, then... Kind of lead to doubts.
Fire alarms.
Then they're going to think flash, you can't really do magic.
Huh?
Flash, baby. Through a flash, baby.
Just set something on fire outside.
I told Ryan about the musical where I was the wizard when I had the fire.
You mean the fire that didn't work when I saw it?
It worked eventually. It just didn't work the first time.
You burned your hand.
I did. He saw it the off night of the fire. The last night was the really good night. I talked about that for weeks.
The fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really built that up. Made it sound like you're going to set the stage on fire.
Or we could just do a fire show.
That'd be awesome. I think flash paper everything would be great. You want to buy some flash paper?
Let's do it.
We'll go up to Mr. Fun's maybe this weekend.
How much is that?
It's like $5 for a pack of flash paper.
How much is in a pack?
I don't know, a decent amount.
I'd invest. I'll give you flash paper money. You're gonna need a lighter though, you're gonna need one of those lighters.
It'd be great if like it was like the opening sign for our magic act and we were just like snapping out like the thing and just went up.
Dude, you need to learn how to breathe fire. Need to be one of those guys.
Mr. Funs is like a magic shop. We're just gonna go.
And costumes.
Yeah.
Expensive costumes. With no Robins.
Yeah. Stoney and I were gonna be Batman and Robin one year, but...
Oh, no.
They're really expensive.
Yeah.
We would have been a great Batman and Robin.
The franchise would have been the Riddler.
Dude, that's the one for a board. Batman Villains.
Oh, that's great! Dave's gotta be the Penguin.
Yeah, dude, that's the Penguin.
Nick's gotta be Mr. Freeze.
Well, you gotta be Catwoman.
Poison Ivy.
Who else is there?
Two-Face.
Oh, the Joker.
Joker. Oh, Nick should be Two-Face.
Nick should be Two-Face. All right, I'll be Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Who you want to be?
Who's that leaving me with?
We're forgetting people.
Champ, you're about to kick some ice.
Scarecrow? Eddie Murphy going to be the Riddler?
I don't know. It'd be great.
I thought it was going to be Johnny Depp. That was going to be Johnny Depp.
I heard that, too.
I heard the guy from Inception.
Yeah.
Not DiCaprio, but...
The other guy, yeah.
The younger dude.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman? What's he going to
be? He's going to be Penguin.
He's going to be the Penguin?
Yeah, that's what I heard, at least.
All right, I think it's time to sign off. This is the Champ.
This is the Custodian.
This is the Franchise.
And we're out of here.
Well.
Oops. Nice chance.
Oops.
Left my ball halfway across town.
Oops.